you could please turn to the side that says Shirat Miriam. Okay? That's our primary goal for today. If we have enough time, we'll try to get in a second thing as well. So two short, very short things, and hopefully we'll get in both. I'm going to go very quickly. In Parashat B'Shalach, we have, of course, Shirat Hayam, we have Az Yashir, and the way that the Torah presents it is that we have first Az Yashir, Moshe Ubnei Israel, right? And then we have the whole Shira. And then at the very end, we have the psukim of Vatikach Miriam, right? And Miriam gathers together the women and says, and then we have the whole thing of her saying to them, basically, right? Vatikach Miriam Hanviya Achot Aaron. And it continues, the whole thing with the Tov, etc. Vatan Lehem Miriam. Right, Batan Lehem Miriam. Shira Lashem. Okay, I'm going back and forth here. Shira Lashem Kikaoga Asus Rachwa Ramabaya. Okay. And there are a whole slew of things that really are very puzzling about this whole section. And particularly I'm focusing on Shirat Miriam here. Okay? The number of things that are difficult. Let's just go through them very, very quickly. Number one, we have the question, not difficult, but a question as to what exactly is going on in terms of Shirat, just this line, right? Is it just Ashir Lashem Ki Ga'uga'a, or is this meant as the Chizkuni says, it's just an example that we give the beginning, and then we have the continuation of the entire Shira, that should continue the entire Shira as above of in Az Yashir, right? That's question number one that just has to be thought about. Number two, if, as it seems, she's just repeating what Moshe and Bnei Yisrael had already said, what is this Shiru Lashem? Right, what is the, you know, telling them to say Shira? She's just, you know, they've already, Bnei Yisrael already said the Shira, and now she's just telling the women to repeat it. So it's a little strange. The Shira Lashem is a little bit strange. It's also a little bit difficult to understand why it says if this, the whole point is that she's addressing the women and telling them to sing, then Vatan Lahem Miriam, we would have expected Vatan Lahen Miriam. What's Vatan Lahen Miriam? It doesn't seem to make sense. In addition, why does it tell us that in describing, you know, the Shira of Miriam, Vatikach Miriam Hanavia, we already know that she's a Navia, Achot Aaron, we know that it's Achot Aaron. Why are these facts repeated here? They seem to be redundant and unnecessary, irrelevant to what's being said here. And finally, the Az Yashir of Bnei Yisrael, of Moshe Bnei Yisrael, in Pasuk Aleph, Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael to Shira Azot, the Shira Azot Hashem Vayomru Leimor, is there are a couple of things that are a little bit strange. Number one, it's a little strange that they don't, you know, they didn't have a sitter, they didn't have the text of Az Yashir already. One would have expected that Moshe would have taught them Az Yashir or led them in Az. It sounds like they're suddenly saying this text. How do they know what to say? How do they get this? It's just a very peculiar thing. And what is Az Yashir Moshe? And again, there are many, many explanations for what the Az of Az Yashir means. But it, even after all said and done, it's a little bit peculiar and requires a little bit of explanation. So those are some of the questions I'd like to try and address. And in order to address those five or six questions, I'd like to suggest an approach. Bear with me, don't throw anything right away, hear me out, and then you can decide whether or not it's possible. I'm saying this as a theory, as a suggestion. I want to suggest something a little bit radical. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, but a little radical in the sense that it's a little bit different than we usually think about it. And but I really think that that it's true, or at least it might be true, and I think that's an interesting possibility. So hear me out, okay? Here we go. And this is the main thing that I want to discuss today. We know that the Gemara in Gittin, on Daf Samach Amar Aleph, the Gemara talks about Machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish as to how the Torah was given. Was the Torah Chatuma Nitna, Torah Megillah, Megillah Nitna? And then their opinions, Rashi, Tosfot, Ramban, etc., what exactly each of those opinions means. I'm not going to get involved in the whole Machloket and the Machloket about the Machloket, but basically, just very simply put, Rabbi Yochanan says the Torah was given Megillah, Megillah. What does that mean? Rashi explains that it means that each parsha was given as a separate scroll. Each parsha in the Torah, not parsha meaning like parsha B'Shalach, but each section was given, each piece was given as it came up. It was written down and read to Bnei Yisrael. And then the next one, and the next one. At the end of the 40 years, there was this library of parshiot, let's say, of sections of the Torah, and then they were put together into one big Sefer Torah. Okay? That's how Rabbi Yochanan understands the process of giving the Torah according to Rashi. Okay? Again, Gemara in Gittin, Daf Samach, please look it up. It's not on the sheet. That's just background. Now, I would like to suggest, everyone look at the board for 1 second, I would like to suggest the following, okay? That, but you have to hear the whole thing before you jump on me, that what actually happened was that this is the beginning of the story and belongs over here, before Az Yashir, that these two psukim of Vatikach Miriam and Matan Le Miriam is actually the beginning, and it belongs at the top, at the beginning, before Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Israel, and then comes Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Israel. And that's the way, I believe, and again, one could say the same thing according to Reish Lakish, it's just a question of whether it was written down that way or not written down that way. It's technical details, basically. But I think that according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's even clearer that what happens is that, let's say you have, right, you know, imagine the Az Yashir section, right, and you have the Miriam section, and these are the two Megillot, or it could be just oral at that point, according to Reish Lakish, but according to Rabbi Yochanan, it would be two different Megillot, and then when they are put together, instead of being put together like this, they're put together like this, deliberately, for reasons I'm going to explain in just a minute. And that not a letter, let alone a word, of the original text is changed so that everything is preserved as it actually happened, but it is put together differently for a very particular purpose. Let me explain what I mean. And then I'm going to show you one of the Rishonim who says the essence of what I'm suggesting so that you won't think it's too radical. Why do I say this? Okay, let's imagine for a moment that this is actually how it transpires, okay? That we move that the originally Vatikach Miriam is the beginning of the story. Okay? And I made that easy for you to see over here. If you look at the top of the page, you can see, and this is how it would go. Vatikach Miriam Hanevia Achot Aaron et Hatov Biada. Vatitzena kol anashim achareha betupim uvimcholot. Batan Lahem Miriam. Okay, now Miriam is not addressing just the women, but Miriam is addressing everyone. And that's why it says Batan Lahem Miriam. As the Psikta Zutrata says, that Batan can mean kriya. It doesn't mean to call, to it says Yesh Ani Asher Rosh HaDibur, that's calling out and inviting them to join. Miriam says to everyone, right? Says to everyone, Shiru Lashem ki ga'o ga'a susra chora mavaya, meaning that Miriam teaches, composes and teaches the Shira, and that's why it says that she says Shiru Lashem ki ga'o ga'a, that she instructs them in what to say. Okay, and that's why it's Vatan Lahem Miriam. Okay. And then we understand if that's saying that Miriam introduces, teaches, composes and teaches the Shira, then what does it say after that? Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael Tashira Zot Lashem. So then, when she says Shir Lashem, etc., then Bnei Yisrael, okay, whether meaning specifically the males or meaning everyone, but then Bnei Yisrael, in response to what Miriam had taught and organized, now they respond and say the Shira. Okay, which I think answers almost all the questions that we raise, except for we need to explain why the Torah would do this. Why is it put together this way? And the answer, I think, is very simple, and it's hinted at in the words of the Psukim themselves. Vatikach Miriam HaNeviyah, Achot Aharon. Okay? Vatikach Miriam HaNeviyah, Achot Aharon. Says the Mechilta, okay, if you go down towards the bottom of the page, it says the Mechilta Derashbi, not the regular Mechilta of Rabbi Shmuel, but the Mechilta Derashbi, the alternative Mechilta, the also from the Tanam, from the school of Rabbi Shimon, as opposed to the school of Rabbi Shmuel. Achot Aaron, why say Achot Aaron? Because Achot Aaron haita velo Achot Shnehem, she was also Moshe's brother, Moshe's sister, why Davkam Aaron's? Because he put his life on the line for her, he went to bat for her, Nikret al Shemo. Okay, because he showed this special brotherhood. What is that referring to? So Rashi explains or expands on this. Davar acher, achot aron lefisha masar nafsho aleha lekishenitzara. Talking about when she got sarat. Therefore, Nikret al Shemo, which is clearly coming from the Mechilta Derashbi, right? That's the same, it comes from that Chazal. But Rashi explains and clarifies, that's clearly what the Mechilta Derashbi means, but Rashi just says it more explicitly. In other words, this is referring to the incident in Bamidbar Perek Yud Bet. What is it happens in Bamidbar Yud Bet? So it's so beautiful, if you look, what happens in Bamidbar Yud Bet? But Daber Miriam Aaron b'Moshe. This is where Moshe, where Aaron and Miriam, right, are working together, and it explains why it says Achot Miriam, why Davka Achot Aaron, and let's continue. What do they say? Meaning Miriam, particularly, is the one who says it to Aaron. That's why it's. Why it's Vatidaber Miriam Va'aron, right? Vatidaber agrees with Miriam as opposed to Va'aron. Vayomru harak ach Moshe diber Adonai, hello gambanu diber, vayishma Adonai. They're saying, one second, Moshe's not the only Navi here, we're all Naviim, okay? In other words, and Hashem answers in Pasuk Vav, Vayomer, Shimuna Divarai, Im Yen Viachem Adonai Bamari Lavet Vada, Bachaloma Adaberbo, Lokain Avdi Moshe, Bacho Beitin Emanhu. So Hashem comes and says, you're telling me that you're Nevi'im also? Yes, you're Nevi'im also, but you're not the same, you're not on the same level as Moshe. Moshe's a, you know, as the Ram Tasban Hilchot Yisod HaTorah, Moshe's Nevuah is on a whole different level. You want to understand how this is connected to the description in Vatikach Miriam HaNeviyah Achot Aaron, right? And then look at what it says. Lochein Avdi Moshe B'chol Beitin Ne'emanhu. What is the introduction to Az Yashir? What comes right before Az Yashir? Shmo Perek Yudal Pasuk Lamed Aleph, bottom of the page. Vayar Yisrael Tayag Dola Asher Asa Adonai B'Mitzrayim Vayiru Amet Adonai Vayaminu B'Adonai Uv'Moshe Avdo. Notice how that fits with Lochein Avdi Moshe B'chol Beitin Ne'emanhu, right? Vayaminu B'Hashem Uv'Moshe Avdo. And that explains what goes on here. Everyone please look up for a second. What originally formulated, whether orally or writing, according to Rabbi Yochanan in writing, is Vatikach Miriam HaNeviyah, etc., Vatan LeMiriam Shneu LaHashem, and then it goes to Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Israel. And that's actually, you can see that in the Psukim. You can see it in the Psukim. It's not, you know, it's not eliminated from the record. We can see it in the Psukim if we look closely. That really, the person who authored Az Yashir is Miriam, and that she teaches the Bnei Yisrael, and Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael, and then Moshe Bnei Yisrael join in. But why is it not presented that way? It's not presented that way because of Bamidbar Yud Bet. Because by the time we get to when the Torah is put together in its final form, you know, when the Megillot are organized, it's reordered. Why? Very simply, because after the incident of Miriam and Aaron questioning the uniqueness of the Nevuah of Moshe and saying, we're also Nevi'im, we're all, you know, he's no better than us, then there's already a danger in having it this way, Vatikach Miriam, Vatan Lehem Miriam, etc. And then Az Yashir Moshe, once again, Moshe is having only a secondary role here, and maybe Moshe is really not as great, or certainly not greater a Navi than Miriam and Aaron, etc. And so the Torah puts it this way, Az Yashir Moshe Bnei Yisrael, and then Bataykach Miriam, giving the impression that it is Moshe who teaches Az Yashir, who leads in Az Yashir, and Miriam then follows, as opposed to, I'd like to just show you that Rav Chaim Paltiel, okay, it's one of the Rishonim from the School of the Rosh, you take a look at Maharami Rumberg, the Rosh, that general, it was German Baal HaTosfot, Rav Chaim Paltiel says the following in his Parashat on Chumash. Batan lehem Miriam, vim tomer hayalu lamar lahan bin Nun. It should have said lahan. Okay, kikach hayta omeret lenashim, kikhtiv atikach Miriam, etc. V'yesh lomar, ki Miriam omeret la'anashim shiru kodem. V'achakach gam anu. Okay, so the essential point that it says Batan lehem Miriam, because why? Because really Miriam is saying to, is telling the men Shiro Lashem Kigaoga, and then she's telling the women to repeat afterwards. So this is again, it's not the same as what I'm saying, but it's the essential point of what I'm suggesting in terms of the Vatan Lehem Miriam and the Shiro Lashem. Okay, that's my radical suggestion and why I say it. Again, I think that one could understand it as there being really two stories here, not one, two versions of the story, not one, and there's the way that it is presented as opposed to the way that it's also reflected in the actual wording of the psukim. Yes?
So I understand that it's like to show Moshe's importance, but doesn't it seem a little bit disrespectful to Miriam if she really did do all of these things and then just to place it like that? And I know it's to show Moshe's importance because they weren't on the same level, but if this was something that Miriam was specifically in charge of and that Miriam didn't, she got Nebuah for this. It seems just like a little bit, or I don't know if disrespectful is the right word, but it just like kind of diminishes this great accomplishment.
Right. I think that the point is, as I understand it, and I understand what you're saying, and I think that is to preserve what Miriam did. It's still there, but it is, you know, I'm not coming up with the right word at the moment, but it is, I don't want to say concealed, I don't think it's concealed, but I think it's like kind of, you know, minimized because, you're right, it wouldn't have been written that way, and it shouldn't have been written that way, except for what Miriam did, which is clearly presented as a chayit in Bamidbar. In other words, this is part of the consequence of, not consequence, I don't think in the sense that like, okay, so she's being punished for it. But I think it's in the sense that she created a situation where it was necessary theologically to present it this way. Which you're right is not fair to her, all things being equal. But in the broader context of her being Ma'ar'er on the Nevuah of Moshe, it was necessary to present it this way. Just as, you know, well, it's very unpleasant that she got Sarat and everything, but, you know, but that's part of the consequence of, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm suggesting. Okay, again, food for thought. Okay? Tov. I'd like to try to very briefly present one other idea about this week's Parsha, Parsha B'Shalach. If we turn the page, part says Parsha B'Shalach. And this is unrelated to the first thing we did. It's just simply two short things I'm trying to get in quickly in one slot. Okay. Here we go, very quickly. Let's back up a little bit before we get to this week's parasha. Shmo Perek Yud. Vayikra Paro Moshe, vayomer l'chu ivdu et Adonai rak tzonchem uvekarchem yutzag, gam tapchem yelechem achem. So Paro finally says, okay, everyone can go, children, men, women, children, everyone old and young, beseder, but your animals stay behind. Pasuk Chafei. Vayomer Moshe. Moshe says, no way. Nothing doing. In fact, not only are we going to take all of our animals to do the avodah, to bring karbanot to Hashem, but you, Paro, you're going to provide animals for us as well. You're going to provide zvachim va'olot. Doesn't say animals, it says zvachim va'olot. You'll provide karbanot for us as well. Very strange that the Torah never tells us about Paro providing zvachim and olot for Bnei Yisrael when they leave Mitzrayim. Right? There is no mention of this. If it's so important to tell us that Moshe says, Gamata titem biyadam yizrachim alot, I mean, it really, one really would have expected, I think, if you look at the rest of the way the story is told, one would have really expected that the Torah would have made a point of saying, and Paro even gave them all these animals to take to bring his korbanot, right? And just as Moshe said, that's what we would have expected. It's not a word. What's going on? So before I answer that, let me introduce a Vayikra Rabba. Just by way of background. Vayikra Rabba. Vayikra Rabba presents a beautiful drasha. Okay, and I'm just going to say it very briefly. It's commenting on the pasuk, on the phrase in the pasuk, Bizot Yavo Aharon El HaKodesh. Okay, that is the text in the pasuk that the midrash is on. Okay, that's if you want the Dibra Matzvil. Okay, Bezot Yavo Aharon El HaKodesh, and it, as is very common in midrashim, it introduces, it adds on another pasuk, right, that it then discusses to like shed light on the first pasuk. That's the home base. That's the primary, you know, target of the midrash. Okay, no, understand what I'm saying, right? And the pasuk that it brings in is LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi. Okay, and then the rest of the midrash talks about LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi. Okay, famous mitzvah we all know. LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi. What does it mean, LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi? Rabbi Elazar Patar Karye B'Yam. So Rabbi Elazar, again, this is a midrash in Achrei mode, talking about the avoda of Yom Kippur. Bezot Yavo Aharon El HaKodesh. Right, this time about the avoda of Yom Kippur, and it says LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi. So there are a bunch of opinions. What is LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi talking about? Number one, the first opinion is that it's talking about Yam Suf. Okay. Number two, and then it goes to explain how the various words in LeDavid Hashem Ori refer to that Ori Vayaret Halayla, etc. V'Yishi. Okay, beseder. Number two, the next shita is, and it quotes, you know, various parallels between LeDavid Hashem Ori and the story of Kriyat Yam Suf, including, I just want to mention, it mentions Uparo Hikriv, right, when Paro approaches, is one of the psukim that it quotes here. Let's just keep that in mind. Number two. Okay, the second suggestion is where it says bet, that's the next paragraph. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachman, the next opinion is Patar Kari, he interprets the psukim of LeDavid Hashem Ori, Biplishtim. He says it's talking about fighting against the Plishtim. And then he goes on to give a whole drasha about how LeDavid Hashem Ori lines up with psukim about the battles against the Plishtim. Number three, third opinion. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Patar Kari Ba'amalekiyim. Okay, it's talking about Amalek. Okay, that's the third opinion. And the fourth opinion is that LeDavid Hashem Ori, again, this is all about LeDavid Hashem Ori, right? This is all interpreting LeDavid Hashem Ori. And the fourth interpretation is talking about, what does it say? It's talking about Yom Kippur, right? Patakari B'Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur. It's talking about the Yom Noram. Okay? And how does that come about? Because it says, it gives all, amongst other things, it says, it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And it says, because it says in Davar Hashem Ori V'Yishi, it says, Rabban Patrikar Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur, Bezot Ani Boteach, right? Bezot Ani Boteach, B'meshe Sheftachtanu, Bizot Yavo Aharon. Okay? So what connects LeDavid Hashem Ori V'Yishi to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? Bizot Yavo Aharon El HaKodesh. Okay? The pasuk that we started with. Okay, and with that, the Midrash comes full circle. Okay, closes the circle, and that's how you know that this is all one unit. Okay? Aside from the fact that it's all drashot and explanations, what is L'Dabar Hashem Oriv Yishi referring to? How do we understand it? Through the prism of Kriyat Yamsuf, Plishtim, Amalekim. Okay, finally we come back to Bezot Yavo Aron Al Kodesh, which is what the Pasuk, which is what the Midrash is talking about in the first place. That's the home base. That's what the Midrash is all about. Okay? Now, I'd like you to focus for a moment, not on the individual interpretations, but the totality. Okay? Notice to zoom out. Okay? Look at the entire framework. And again, we understand that we're obviously going to come back to L'Dabar Hashem Ori V'Yishi being about Bezot Yavo Aron HaKodesh, because that's, which is the final interpretation, because that's what we're trying to explain, is Bezot Yavo Aron. That's why we brought in L'Dabar Hashem Ori V'Yishi in the first place. So that is Muvam Elah. But if we take a look at the rest of the Midrash, which seems to have nothing to do with what we're talking about, right? Who can tell me what is, in two words, who can tell me what this Midrash is about? What?
Hashgacha.
Hashgacha, okay. What?
I said that's one word. Thank okay. you.
I gave you two words. I was being generous. You could do it in one, but really two would be good. Who would tell you, what is this Midrash about? It looks like it's a Midrash about Bezot Yavo Aron Al Kodesh, right? That's what it looks like it's about. But it's really about something else. Can everyone see? I'm trying to stay out of the way, but... No one sees it?
Just three opinions? No.
These three, because that's what's being added, right? Because this is the Bezot Yavo Aron Al Kodesh, which is what we're talking about, right? So there's something that's being added to the discussion of Bezot Yavo Aron Al Kodesh. What is being added?
Miracles, maybe?
Miracles, okay. Okay, we're getting closer.
Matantara. It's all
War! War Panza!
Ready? You're gonna kick yourselves. Ready?
Oh no.
This is an abridged table of contents of Parsha B'Shalach, right? Yes?
Yes.
This is the center, this is the beginning, and this is the end. Right? The parsha starts with Vayhi b'shalach paro etam v'lo nacham elokim derech eretz plishtim ki karovu. Pinchem em b'ratam milchama, talking about fighting, doing battle against Plishtim. That's the beginning of the parsha. Okay, that's number two. Number three is Amalek. That's the end of the parsha. Vayavo Amalek, right? That's the end of the parsha, is the battle against Amalek. Okay? And the core of the parsha is Kriyat Yamsuf. Isn't that clear? Right? So what is the Midrash doing to crunch this down for us? What the Midrash is doing, in effect, we have to go very fast now because we're really running out of time, is to tell us that there are two things that go together. One is the Avodah, and the other is Parshat B'Shalach, or in other words, Kriyat Yamsuf. Okay? And it's a tremendous insight into Parsha B'Shalach, because if you look at Parsha B'Shalach, you'll see, take a look at Perek Yud Dalet. Okay, we talked about Kriyat Yamsuf. There's one word and one phrase after another, one term after another, that is typically used to describe the Avodah, to describe the Mishkan or the Mikdash or the Avodah of Karbanot, right? One after another after another. V'ikavda b'faro v'chol chelo, right? Like, Kvod Hashem, Shechina. Uparo Hikriv, which is actually quoted in this midrash on the Vayikra Rab, right? Uparo Hikriv. What, taken out of context, what does it sound like? Paro Hikriv, right? Paro brought Karbanot, right? Bikavdi, again in Paskutchet, Bikavdi Bifaro Birchbo Varshav. It talks about Machane Yisrael and the Amud Hanan. It talks about, again, Machane Mitzrayim, Machane Yisrael, Velo Karav Ze El Ze Kol Laila. Okay, there are all these plays on words, you know, about Kvod Hashem and Lakriv, and again and again and again. And that, I think, is not a coincidence. I think that there's so many of them. Pashut, what it's saying is that Kriyat Yamsuf, okay, this is the essence of what's being said, that Kriyat Yamsuf, and this is what the Midrash, the Vayikra Rabbah is all about, that Kriyat Yamsuf is a kind of Mishkan or Mikdash in time. Okay, that just like there's this Gilui Shechina in the Mishkan of Asui Mikdash V'Shachant B'tocham, okay, V'yera Lechem Kavod Hashem, in the description of the Milum. That's the Mishkan, is a place where Hashem is revealed, Hashem's presence is revealed in place, right, in a location. But in terms of time, it's Yitziat Mitzrayim. Okay, it's Yitziat Mitzrayim and specifically Kriyat Yamsuf. And that's the two are continuations we learned last week, one of the other. The point is that this is a kind of Mishkan. If you look at Az Yashir, about the Shirat Hayam, the whole punchline of Shirat Hayam is about if you take a look for a moment in Perek Tetvav, right? Tivyeh utitem b'har nalachatcha, machon shukhat palat Hashem, mikdash Hashem konu yadecha. Right? It talks about Zekili v'ambeyu el nevei kodshecha. Again, reference to the mikdash. There's this idea of Rata Shifcha Hayam, this Gilu Shechina, and the way that that's carried forward in terms of, there's really a thread that runs throughout Sefer Shemot, from Yitziat Mitzrayim, Kriyat Yamsuf, through Matan Torah, the Revelation, through the Mishkan, right? The Kriyat Yamsuf, as the culmination of Yitziat Mitzrayim, is a Mikdash or a Mishkan in time, in events, right? And it has to do with what was mentioned before about Hashkacha and Nisim and all that, but I'm saying, but just to try and to bring it home. There's also, for those who were here last week, which I think is more or less everyone, and if you look at what we learned last time of how the Makot going into Kriyat Yamsuf were a reinstatement of Sidrei Bereishit, a wiping out and reinstatement of Sidrei Bereishit, the Mishkan, the Midrash Tanchuma says in Parsha Pekudei, that the Mishkan is a kind of microcosm of Sidrei Bereishit, it represents the creation. And so again, the Mishkan does that in place, and the Kriyat Yamsuf does that, and Yitziat Mitzrayim Kriyat Yamsuf does that in terms of events and in terms of time, okay. And that I think is, and as if you ask, and it's you know rather harsh, but it is rather harsh, but it's clear that the Torah is saying that what happens is that through the events of Kriyat Yamsuf, there's this Gilui Shechina that takes place. If this is viewed as and again, that's why the Vayikra Rabbah is putting together the idea of Avoda, the Avoda of the Mishkan, the Mikdash, with the idea of Parsha B'Shalach and Kriyat Yamsuf. What are the Karbanot, right? Paro Hikriv, what are the Karbanot that he provides? It's Chel Parot. It's very clear that's the what's described again and again. Uparo hikriv, right? Bihkavdi b'faro b'rchbo b'farashav. And that's why when Moshe says to Paro, Vayomer Moshe, gamata titen bi'adenu zvachim v'olot. Doesn't say you can provide animals. It says you're going to provide the Karbanot, right? And where does that happen? This is where it happens. The Torah does spell it out, but it spells it out in a very particular way. And I think that, again, this is a perspective that is provided by the Vayikra Rabbah in splicing together the idea of Bezot Yavo Aron al Kodesh, the idea of the Avoda of the Karbanot, the Avoda of the Mikdash and the Mishkan, on the one hand, and Parsha B'Shalach, and specifically Kriyat Yamsuf on the other hand, and pointing to specifically, if you take a look, Uparo Hikriv, right, these very psukim that we're talking about here are pointed out by this midrash in explaining why the Davar Hashem Ori is relevant to Kriyat Yamsuf as it is to the Avodah of the Karbanot. Okay, a little bit of food for thought. I apologize for zooming so fast. I hope that it wasn't onerous for anyone, but I wanted to get in both ideas, since they're both short. I wanted to get in both ideas tonight, and I appreciate your patience.
Thank you.
Okay, Shavua Tov.